Okay, kurz fahren wir die just get some inspiration here. So, somewhere there in the end, when we really have dived into and probably covered the virtual reality simulated world scenario, then we can put something like this here. But yeah, let's try to see it that way. Because that's what it all points to and tries to show us, both the Puranas and these modern theories in the minds now of so many people on the planet. It's like a game. It's like we are here, all of us, together in groups, of different kinds of friends, and we all, have a good time together. But then, if we can go into that game or storytelling or adventure ride into that VR world, which seems so real but just isn't. There's something mystical to them. And here we are in such a world, Voloka, the earthly realm, Midgard, whatever you want to call it. And the clue we get to the whole secret that is, I hope, starting to be revealed here, at least it seems so to me, is that kind of cosmology. Because that's what we're talking about. The simulation theory people are talking cosmology. Because if they claim, at least find it possible, that this entire cosmos with all the galaxies and everything in it is a simulation, then that would mean it's a virtual world, and that we are somewhere else in a higher dimension or whatever we try to see it as from here. We are the gamers. And I think I heard that Elon Musk or some of those guys were offering or talking about investing money in research for how to break out of the simulation. But the thing is, what I'm concluding here, at least, you tell me what you think after reading all this, that this is also what we find in these old wisdoms and scriptures, for instance the Puranas, which we especially looked at here, since that's the one I know the best. And it's a cosmology which I think is very compatible with, you know, all the different religions. More or less, they fit into this cosmology and would agree on it. And the philosophers that are the idealist field over there, which is pretty big, even and always was, I think, if, for those of you who are philosophers, and so on. And here we find it also shining through right into the science of physics back in the early 20th century, where the founders of quantum physics, which everybody, you know, talk about these days, came to this, started to see this kind of cosmology too, even to the extent that they became very interested in Vedanta from India. So two worlds are meeting, and, you know, from all different worlds are finding a platform in a cosmology. This is how I see it from my point of view, in a cosmology that we could very well share a life, a view on life. We don't need religion or those things anymore. We need, well, you could say philosophy, but not up in the mind, but I say a cosmology worldview that we can share. And, you know, win-win and all of that, that we talk about more and more, rather than fighting about what, you know, stupid things. And that's kind of the ride we're on into this earthly realm, to learn that. How would you act in this kind of situation? How would you act in that kind of situation? It's a pretty cleverly designed game, and we can, and I have been, and I'm still now discussing with some others, the design of a game which is like this. And you could make one too, because if you follow here, then you might just get some idea. No. But anyway, that's as far as this book goes and comes. As the writer of it sits and speaks these words in September 2024.